Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Health Options Show, Direction for Truth, with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. We are on our way to doing another great project for the community. We have lots of information, new information that we want to share with people, and some new opportunities that we're going to provide. No guests this evening, but we have asked for volunteers because we are going to be testing some voices in a very special way. So if you want to be a volunteer, please raise your hand and you'll be next in line. We're being sponsored this evening by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, the largest research institute in Ohio of its kind, I think. And here we put a microphone in front of your face. We look at the frequencies of your voice, figure out what that means, and then give you the frequencies back to test what's happening. We're doing a big project right now on colorblindness. Well, several others too, all at the same time. We're just very busy here. We are simultaneously broadcasting from Richard over there in California in the Fire Arena. And then I'm in Ohio, nowhere Ohio, just in the middle of the woods out here. Richard, part of this project that we're doing, and we've kept up on you in the last few weeks, is creating some testing for these fire retardants. So how you do it?
I'm better. First, I'll give you my status and then talk a little bit about the process. I do get better every day. I'm in the part of Northern California, sort of at the middle, kind of the edge of the bottom. I mean, from where I am now, I could walk out to my driveway 100 feet, and when the fires were happening, look at the ridge of the mountain up here and see flames. So I was that close to the fire. And I was at the sort of bottom middle part of where the fire was really bad. And I would see amazing amounts of smoke before the fire retardant started happening. And then once they started having the 747 really blow out, you know, maybe 6 hours a day of runs of a giant Boeing 747 dumping fire retardant, at which point the air quality really got bad. I mean, the fire was bad enough because north of here we probably had, well, I think all the fire lost somewhere around 5,000 to 6,000 structures. And so that means that you have all the particulate that is in all of those homes or structures that burned, and all of the stuff that was in those homes burned. And then on top of that, we had the fire retardant, and bless the fire retardant, it helped put the fire out. But it's gnarly stuff. And I noticed that when the fire retardant started being applied heavily, that I did notice my bronchioles were more irritated. And for a while, for about 4 days, everybody in town that I'm in was wearing the N95, which is the high particulate level removal masks, all the time. If you were on the street not wearing one, you looked out of place. And I'm much better now than I was. I still don't feel quite right, a little low-level something, but I can't tell you what that is. Sherry can. And I do have, from time to time, you'll hear me step off mic because I have to cough a little bit because I still have some bronchial to throat to sinus irritation. I'm not quite sure of the location, but I'm certain Sherry will point at it with a laser pointer because she ran my vocal print earlier today, and I sent it to her, and she generated a report. And so what I've received from Sherry really helped. I originally saw a chart with supplements before I had sounds to work with, and I started taking some of the things like PAVA and choline and some of the other things that did make a difference. But I'm still not quite there yet, so I'm looking forward to this.
For those of you watching the show, I'm showing Richard's vocal print, his actual vocal print, and then some of the information that it came out that's causing some of this. So carnitine low, and this is all bioacoustically speaking. His diaphragm is low, which I'm sure is sore from coughing. But one of the things I wanted to point out, and we're going to come back to it in a few minutes, is he has Mirex in his chart. And this is one of the things that we found when we did an evaluation of 9/11, when the towers went down. We were very fortunate several ways about 9/11. One, we were trying to keep everything we were doing quiet because we didn't want the government to come in and shut us down or say we were practicing medicine. We didn't know what we were doing, really, and we were just gathering information. So I looked at all of this, and we were fortunate that one of our practitioners in New York, her uncle was one of the first scientists down to the hole, and we took their vocal prints, and we looked at what they were toxin in, and we gathered a group of a list of the toxins, and we decoded it, and one of them was Mirex, and Mirex is the toxin put off by burning electrical stuff. And there it is in Richard's chart. I sent him the antidote, the frequency antidote today, but I'll tell you a little bit more about 9/11. We called up the CDC because we were able to stop the cough of these people in the 9/11 hole. And it was just a few days after the hole was created. So this was new stuff with the scientists that one of our practitioners knew. So we could stop the fireman's cough, and that was a really important, incredibly important event. So we called up the CDC, Center for Disease Control. And, okay, Richard's giving me a signal that we have some announcement I totally forgot about. So let me just finish the story, and then we'll go back to our announcements. We called up the Center for Disease Control, and we said, we can stop the fireman's cough. Let us in there, let us help. And they said, has this gone through the FDA? Does it have FDA approval? Well, of course it didn't. We just found it. So they were going to just let this whole thing die and let these people suffer. So 11 o'clock at night, I get a call. And the woman didn't identify herself, just that she worked at the CDC, and she gave me the phone number of the firemen's union president. And I called them up, and they invited us up to their union. You could look right out the window to the big hole. And we proved to them that we could stop the firemen's cough. They invited us back to do all 17,000 at our expense. I couldn't do it. It just, I didn't have money to do anything at that point. We were just so new. But we told them, this is going to cost you millions in insurance down the road. And the other thing we see here is that early age onset breast cancer is going to increase. And you look at the statistics now. Go back and look at how much that fireman's cough cost the insurance companies. Go back and look and see that early age onset breast cancer tripled, quadrupled. So we're going to talk about some of this tonight and what we can do about it, what you can do about it. We're going to do a live demonstration for you. So stay tuned as we do a couple of announcements and talk to you about some things that are important to you, our audience. Because one of the reasons we're here is to help all of you live a more convenient life and a better quality of life. Because we know that whoever controls bioacoustic biology, which is what we have pioneered and brought to the world, whoever controls that controls the quality of life. So, Richard, I know you have a couple of announcements before we dig into the program.
I do. I'll try and make them quick. They're sort of counterbalancing to each other. And this does fit into environmental factors, not in this immediate way, but in a long-term effect. The first one, if you put that first one up, Sherry, in WebEx, the title of the article is U.S. Now the Only Country Not in the Paris Climate Agreement After Syria Signs On. So Trump has
lost. I have totally lost your. Oh, here it is. Okay, I've just lost your stuff you sent me.
Okay. So the
it
first
says
one.
These messages have been removed.
That's
what am
weird.
I looking for?
Well, I guess that's possible. They could have offended somebody and somebody would have hated them and they could have removed them, but that seems odd. I'm looking at them.
Tell me where to go to find them.
Well, you could go to ecowatch.com.
Is it Top Secret Desert Assembly Plant? Is that one of them?
No. That's a good one, though, but that's a different thing. I'll try send them over here. I'll put them in WebEx chat and see if you can get them from there.
Okay, great.
So the first one is talking about, you know, the U.S. is now the only country not in the Paris climate, and this is particularly a comment by Michael Broom. He didn't write the article, but he was making this comment in response to Syria's joining the Paris Climate Agreement. His comment is, as if it wasn't already clear, every single other country in the world is moving forward together to tackle the climate crisis. While Donald Trump has isolated the United States on the world stage in an embarrassing and dangerous position. So currently, we, the theoretical world leaders, are the only country in the world who's decided that it's not worth joining up and trying to do something about climate change. The Trump administration seems to be in either denial and or choosing to not only be in denial, but, you know, be pro-fracking and pro-getting all the money out they can. So in counter to that, if you put up that second thing I just put over at WebEx, sorry, that there's this shadow U.S. climate delegation promises world, hashtag, we're still in Paris Agreement. So this group, including California Governor.
That's not in chat. Can you send it again?
Sure. So
is
this group of,
one?
No, it's the second one, the shadow U.S. climate delegation. And so this group, a group of U.S. leaders, including California Governor Jerry Brown and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, reaffirmed the country's commitment to its Paris Agreement targets this weekend at the COP23 talks in Bonn, Germany. U.S. senators, governors, mayors, state senators, and business leaders reiterated at the U.S. Climate Action Center that the U.S. is still in the Paris Agreement. Even though our theoretical leader says we're not, there are still people who are going, no, we actually want to save the world and want to do something about climate change. So there's this, as they're calling themselves, shadow climate delegation. And the hashtag is we're still in. So I think that's very cool. That rather than, you know, just listening to what Trump is saying, they're actually going, no, we still know that it's important to have a positive effect on the environment to go solar. And that's happening a lot. A lot of alternative powers and, you know, solar energy, hydrogen energy, wind energy are being used and really touted around the world versus this ridiculous push toward, you know, bringing coal back. It's sort of like it's a retro act. I don't know what that would be called. So I just thought these were an interesting counterbalance to each other, and I was happy to hear that there were groups that were actually organizing who wanted to still follow in step with the Paris Agreement. That's it.
Richard's soapbox is the environment and Mother Earth and air that we breathe, and my soapbox is good health, and so we're a good pair. The health of the earth, the health of our bodies. So I have an article that I wanted to share, and it was about what we are doing with health, and it's being, we're being followed by the Mayo Clinic. And we published our first papers in the 80s, and they are just now doing vocal prints. and saying, oh, we found some relationships. We published our Parkinson's article about vocal analysis over 10 years ago. And they're saying here, Parkinson's disease, digital vocal analysis and Parkinson's disease is the first company to identify vocal biomarkers for physical health conditions. Well, they're fibbing, but how are we going to take on the Mayo Clinic? So I'm just going to put out a big announcement saying Mayo Clinic follows in the footsteps of small, insecure, poor Appalachian company. But I'm very honored at the same time that they are following in our footsteps. And to combine the two of those, when Fukushima went off, Richard was one of the first people to say, we need to do something for the people where this toxins are going to hit. So we quickly decoded all of the, what do you call it, radical isotopes? What do you call these things, Richard? They came out of there.
I think radioactive isotopes, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good term that I couldn't think of. So Richard's right up there in Northern California where all of that air was pushing all of those radioactive isotopes. So we put together a project and looked at the relationships between these radioactive isotopes and what was going on with people getting sick and coughing and not feeling right and a lot of malaise and just being down, not thinking, memory loss. And Richard helped us refine that program, and it is available for all of you listening to this from our website, soundhealthoptions.com, under downloads, under radiation. And you can download that program and test yourself, and the charts are there for you. If you're poisoned with cesium, this is a nutrient that might help move it out of your body quickly. Richard, do you have anything to say about how that went with you?
Well, when it first happened, within about a week, Sherry had a program, a sort of a beta program, and sent it to me and had me, well, actually at first what I would do is I'd do a vocal print, meaning a 30-second recording of my voice, and send it to Sherry every day, first thing, and then she'd send me back some information. At that time, she had a chart with supplements that could counterbalance, since I didn't have anything to produce sounds with, I used the supplementation. And so if I saw something like strontium was elevated in my vocal print, I would take the supplement, I'll say B5 or pantothenic acid, which may not be correct, but I'm just making that up. I would take that supplement, and then I would take a vocal print of myself about an hour later, and I'd see if it had gone down or gone up or what by sending it to Sherry. And if it was still up, then I'd continue to take more. And by the end of the day, most of the time, there had been a reduction in how it showed up in my vocal print. And I did that for weeks, and then eventually she had the software, and she had me start using the software and doing it myself. And it did a couple of things. One, it made me feel slightly more at ease because I was actually able to do something myself. And it made an effect. It had a positive effect. It helped support my system. It showed improvement in my vocal print and my charts, like the chart that you'll look at today when she looks at my cough chart. But again, it's very empowering to be able to do something, you know, take a vocal print, run it through the software, like what I think we'll see on the Sound Health portal today, to be able to run it through and have access to the information and not have to go find somebody to tell you. Yeah, I find it quite empowering.
Thank you, Richard. We are, because of Richard, and we want to keep him healthy, and we love him a lot, we decided to go after these fire retardants that were causing a problem. So we have a chart very much like this on our Sound Health Options website, and it's under In the News. Let me see if I can find the article in the news. anxiety. Oh, that's a newsletter. I just want to show you where to get this information, new article. There is an article this week in the New York Times, and it says, cleanup from California fires pose environmental and health risks. So there it is, all of the things together. So these are our articles. Fire retardant bioacoustical antidotes for our California friends. So if you click here, you can get to see the rest of the article and the antidote chart for this that we're going to be working with this evening. So if you are have a cough, then here's some of the things that you can use and do. We are also going to go into this much more specifically because we have another present for all of you today. We have a download called Nano Voice. Under Downloads, under Nano Voice, and you can download this piece of software. You can even download it in Spanish. It has instructions there. There is a Nano Voice tiny manual. There are charts here. And if you, I'm going to go back and look at, what does it look like to be toxic? You're looking at a blue screen. It's divided into 12 notes. And A sharp is way higher than anything else. So when you see something so out of proportion like that, if you want to do it yourself, then you're probably poisoned with one of the things. And this article that I just quoted from the New York Times says, Dr. Karen Relucchio says that don't go digging through your house. Don't go through digging through anything because you're going to get poisoned. I got a pencil. Put this down quickly. If C is really high, it's zinc poisoning. If D is really high, and it isn't here, it's arsenic. If B is really high, it's copper. G sharp is chromium. C sharp is asbestos. Lead is G sharp. Mercury is G. And cadmium is the note of A. So this shows a toxin. Now, if we look at this chart and we see that A is very much higher than anything else, we could maybe conclude that cadmium is a problem. We're going to add cadmium to the chart. Arsenic, the note of D, it's pretty low. You can use this literally. Halfway up is normal. Anything above that is too high. Zinc is the note of C, I just said, so that zinc is okay. It's cadmium that would be the problem here if we were looking at this. Okay, I will. Copper, B, chromium, G-sharp, arsenic, D, asbestos, C-sharp, lead, G-sharp, mercury, G, cadmium, A, and zinc, C. Now, this is bioacoustically speaking. And if you don't want to download this program, we are going to take you on a trip to our portal. There's some people who want to do this for themselves and some people who want it done for them. And we have a volunteer, Phil, who is going to give us his vocal print, and we are going to take you to the Sound Health portal and show you how this is done. If you want to do it for yourself, go to soundhealthportal.com, and I will put that in chat for everyone. Go to services, and when you look at campaigns, you see PTSD, We've added that one in honor of Richard because he said so many people here have lost their homes and their family and at least contents of their home. He said that probably is a bigger issue than the cough. Breathing, these are just the fire retardant antidotes, and we put a lot of extra things in there today when we put up something else called cough. Now, that will be here shortly. Usually when you go into the campaign, they will give you one. For our friends in California or anybody who has been in a trauma situation recently, they'll probably run PTSD for you. But if you tell them you've been in the California fires, they'll run all four programs for you and give you a report, much like the report that we just showed you that belonged to Richard. So the report that comes out tells you what we're looking at: breathing, cough, cough evaluation, PTSD. It gives you instructions on how to look at it. And they'll do it for you. This is a lot of information. This is 9 pages. There's usually 2 or 3 pages. And I think it's really, really important that we provide Richard with this frequencies for Murex. Because if we let this go, it will damage his bronchia and lungs. So it's incredibly important that we do this. So when we go back to Sound Health and we look at downloads, if you look under, I think it's, I can't remember which one it is, Radiation Software, I think. And it will give you step-by-step information on how to take a vocal print and send it in for evaluation. We do this a lot with doctors who are stuck or who are too busy to figure out what's going on. We work with doctors all over the world to get this done. So we're going to open something called Audacity, a program that is free, and on the instructions I just showed you, you can download Audacity from there. It's under soundhealthoptions.com. Go to radiation, and this program called Audacity is there waiting for you. And it'll tell you how to set up your parameters, your preferences. You want to be doing 32,000 16-bit mono. If you don't, it takes us a lot more time to get you back your results. So that's all set in there for you. We're going to open Phil's mic. We're going to unmute him and ask him to talk to us for 30 seconds. Here's the time. About his cough. And he's from the San Francisco, Northern California area. You hit the red button for record, the gold square button to stop, and that's all in the instructions for you. We're using a special phone called a Polycom, and it's supposed to be incredibly faithful, and we have found that it is. So I'm going to move the mic a little bit, and Phil, you can start at any time talking about your cough and how it came about. And talk until you see 30 seconds here. Go.
Okay, so I visited the San Francisco, the Bay Area, in October.
Stop. Well, I'm not getting anything here. What has happened? Did the microphone move? Let me look at my audio. Sometimes when I turn this on, the mic got muted. I don't know why that happens. Okay, we're going to start over. Okay, go now.
Okay. I visited the Bay Area October 10th for 10 days, and about the third day or so, I started to get a bit of a cold, which was mainly sneezing. And now I have a cough. Not, it's not real bad, but every once in a while I just cough a little bit. And I've got mucus coming up with it. I've tried inhaling colloidal silver, which seems to help, but it hasn't cured it, so it's still hanging around.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to mute your mic, but if we ask a question or if you have a question, just unmute it and ask again. Now, we have to clean this up a bit. This is a little too loud. It truncates on the top here, so I'm going to roll over it with my mouse and hit my scissors and just take it out. Now, if somebody has slammed a door or something, we'd have to take that out. You can listen to this by hitting the green triangle. Right at the beginning, I had the mic too close, so we have to take this out. And when you see something like this really slender like that, it's probably not voice. And you hear it? That's some click or something. Maybe something I did with the microphone. So I'm going to cut it out. Here's another one right here. That's probably not voice. Another click of some kind. So we're going to cut that out. And there's instructions all through that little booklet that tells you what's really going on and how to cut this out. Go ahead, Richard.
I was just going to be clear for people that Phil is somebody I know well, and he was here in the Bay Area, and he was going to come up, and this was during the fire. This was sort of middle of the fires. And he was in San Francisco, so about 40 miles south of where I am. And he was going to come up and visit. And I said, no, don't come up and visit. It's horrible up here. The smoke was really bad. They'd started using fire retardant. And so he was here visiting family and participating in a conference. And he was only here for about 10 days. And so he had this effect occur while he's here in the Bay Area, and then left because the smoke in the San Francisco Bay Area was really horrific. Not quite as bad as up here, but really bad. So he got this in this short period of time. Okay.
So we can listen to
this. And,
and you can hear that it's his voice. So we're going to go back and open. My Sound Health portal. And you can join the portal. The first 30 days are free, so you can just kind of play around. We're going to use the cough portal, or not portal, template. Now, this is for people who do it for themselves. No, I'm sorry. Let me start over. This is for people who want to do it for themselves, but for people who want us to do it for them, we can do that also. So you can go join the portal, or you can send us a vocal print, and we'll do the evaluation. So we want a new client. Oh, and it's going to make me come back in again. I was out too long. Well, that's weird that it came right in the middle of something. That's all of Richard. What was going on with him? And we ran him on all four. He has some nutrients that his body is not helping. His jaw muscle is really tight. We put in cough muscles. We put in throat muscles, vertebrae. I want a new one here. I put in the rib muscles. When you cough, does it get real deep, Richard?
It can. I try and keep it moving along so it doesn't go that deep.
Okay, still fire or cough. You know, we can put it any place. And one of the reasons we ask for birthdays and whatever is if there's certain regions that we want to go check for a toxin like this, then we can go pull out everybody that's in California and look for it. So save and close, that's really simple. New voice, we just did that vocal print, and I put it in a WAVE file so I could go back and get it. And there's Phil's vocal print. I'm going to say I want a pure tone because I want to screen out everything. I can put cough from fire or whatever I want to put in here. So save and close. Now, it's this simple. You can also click the eyeball here, and it will just do all this automatically, but I'm going to back up and through it. So we want to evaluate Phil's fire. Well, I clicked the wrong button. A score of anything over 200 is pretty significant. Let's see what we get here. There's his vocal print, and I'm going to say, if it's current, let's just pull that. Anything on top of this, there's too much of. If it's a muscle, the muscle's tight and clenched. If it's low, there's not enough of it. And so it has chosen things that are high and low. I really want this open spot right here. I want that one too. Because open means active. So his long term looks pretty good. So I'm going to go down here and I'm going to delete that one. So I can go up here and grab this one. What other one could I give up? Boy, I don't much want to give up anything. I'll give up this little one. And the classes that we teach here teaches you how to choose these things. And we have a two-day class every month. We are changing in January to do them during the day and then on a weekend or night, so people who are working can also take the classes. So every other two-day free class, which includes the software, and I think in December we're going to do personality, January, I can't remember, but we usually do something about the new year. So these are all frequencies in the voice. Long term, now, and predictive. This is coming. A lot of low, some high. And the biggest turquoise issues here, the biggest turquoise circles, tells us that's the most important issue. Now, I'm going to change my variance to 6 so we can look around. And we're running breathing, cough, and PTSD. This will come in and give us, and I set this up to hide the frequencies because I'm not allowed to show them in public. So this is a relevance of 10. Let's turn that relevance upside down and see what is most relevant. 6, 10. He's got a relevant, boy, there's a lot, 18s, 19s. So this is most of the issue. Magnesium is low. That helps the body recover. This is about PTSD, too. Myelin sheathing. I'm going to go back and just do cough because there's too much to show here. So if we want to change just a cough, we can also get some other indicators. There's about 150 different softwares here. And if we go back and change, it's going to give us an analysis of what's really important for Phil. So it'll come up as our top priority. Number of hits, 467 hits. Look, double the next one down. 50's high. We got 467. Wow, we'll go back and get that, but I just want to do cough right now. We could drown in that much information. So you can do all of these individually. You can do them in bundles. We could do circulation, heart, and high blood pressure all together. Let's look at the relevance here. A genome for whooping cough. That's a little bit weird. The choriobrachialis, now that's the muscle in the arm that turns the arm. The vertebrae that controls the choriobrachialis also controls cough. So you might exercise that choriobrachialis maybe to break up cough. That's a little weird, but it could happen. There's the masseter, the same thing that Richard has. Now, 32 is really high. Those are the first two, but those frequencies are low, so they're probably not causing the cough. This one is high. It could be causing the cough. The T2, the thorax 2 vertebrae, is high and stressed. Master
and is the T2, do you know if the T2 is where the bundle, the nerve bundle, innervates the lungs? Is that why in that third column, the third row down, it says T2 semicolon lung? Is that because that's where the nerve bundle goes? Okay.
Very good observation, Richard. T2 supplies chest wall and abdominal muscles. And when you cough a lot, your abdominal muscles get sore. Masseter, a jaw muscle, is too tight and clenched. Rectus abdominis, there's two muscles that go up the front that keep your stomach erect and give you fab abs. That's low. Prostaglandins stimulates contractions of uterine and bronchial smooth muscles. That's low, so we would give him those frequencies. It's off in several places. Muscles have a range where a biochemical is a biochemical is a biochemical and doesn't change. But when you look at muscles, the difference between a 2-year-old child and a weightlifter, you see the muscle difference. So there's a range. So this is in here twice. Probably two ranges are at issue here. And as we go down through the priorities, we can see that there is some swallowing muscles. Any of your sore throat, swallowing muscles sore, Phil? Phil?
Yeah. No, that my throat is not sore.
Okay. Formaldehyde, now, that's given off from paneling and treated wood. Symptoms of exposure, irritation of the eyes, nose, and throat. T3, innervation for the bronchial tubes. Some of this overlaps. And there's the Mirex, just like Richard had the Mirex. We need to get you guys together, get the frequencies for Mirex on the SMAD for you, the self-management auditory device, and see if that clears up your cough. Although if your cough is productive, you probably should go ahead and let yourself cough. It's the dry cough that really causes a difference. The body is very intelligent. If there's something foreign in the body produces mucus to encapsulate that foreign whatever and then causes you to try to cough, runs it all to your nose or to your lungs and irritates them so that you'll cough that junk up. When you get a cold and you get a snotty nose and a cough, that's the last 10% of the issue. you're just getting rid of the discharge. So Phil has 34 issues. Iodine, it's only a 4. Dry mouth, okay, that he says no swallowing, uncomfortable, so we could probably ignore iodine. I can't even pronounce this word. Salpingopharyngeus.
That's good.
Oh, that's during swallowing. What?
I said that's good. I couldn't even get that out of it.
Magnesium's only 11. Anything that's a 20 or more, we really want to pay close attention to. So vertebrae, quadrate of the loin, rectus abdominis. We could go back and give him the frequencies for this or go back and see which nutrient they relate to or which biochemical they relate to. We could also go down and see the occurs list. This occurs 4 times. So that muscle, rib muscle, is probably getting a bit sore. This one, well, that's the same one. It's appearing 4 times. So just something else that we can, look at. When you're doing this for someone else, you can click this little button. And it's supposed to take 12 seconds to create a full report. Now, 3 pages. And the first part of this just is how to read it. There's the stuff that it picked up that said this is really important. You can bundle this, click here, and then send it to them. Next page. Send it to them right over the internet. So this shows what's more important. And if there's 2 masseters in here and they're the same frequency, it will delete it. But this masseter is too tight, and it's a different frequency. Again, think of a little kid's jaw and a big muscle man's jaw. Certainly the Murex, and I'll get this to you, Richard, right after we quit here. But you can do it for people. You can do it for yourself. Do we have anybody else who is in that area? Richard, we did yours already. That would like to have theirs done, and we'll just do another demonstration of this. If not, we will go ahead and close the show. We have no other volunteers, Richard.
I don't know. I don't know where everybody else is.
Phil, do you have any questions about what we did?
Well, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm not quite, that's what I don't get here.
Well, that's the question that they all answer, or I'll ask. We're going to send you over to Richard's house.
Call me. yeah, call me.
We'll send Richard your report along with you. We'll give Richard this frequency of Murex, which was really the fireman's cough problem when we were looking at 9/11. And this just tells you what it's from, and page Murex 2 does not exist. So when you get your report, you can look up all of this, and then you could go to...
I just have one question, though, is just, can you tell me how long I have to live?
I didn't even look at that. we do have
that's separate
RNA.
That's separate software.
Yes. And because of its impact on the environment. So you can look at these reports, click if they're underlined, and go see what they are, if that's what your need is. You can go to a practitioner and have them give you the frequency of this, and they have little tone boxes and sound boxes. One of the things that Richard has developed, which I think is quite intriguing, is when we give him the frequency, he can start thinking the frequency and it works. Now, I'd like all of us to get there, but I think that's pretty miraculous. But Richard's a very sensitive guy. He just doesn't want anybody to know. So when we
look
at these...
Well, I do that also sometimes. I started doing it as a... I didn't have time to do any setup, so I had to do it that way, and I found it, you know, did have benefit. I still think doing the sound, which is what I ultimately do, or taking the supplement is, you know, great. But, yeah, I had to do it that way, and it worked.
I think even thinking a number in math, I want to study some of the Jewish literature about math and about math equals the thing, and we can create with our mind using math. Okay, Phil's question is, what do we do with all this? Well, here's all the information on what you do with it. What's high, what's low? You can buy this over the counter. Like his magnesium, he can either go look for foods with magnesium in it. He can go to his health food store and buy magnesium. This is Richard's. Highest high is folic acid. This means that since folic acid's a B vitamin, we need to go to Sound Health, go back to those downloads. Let's go to radiation. We're already there. Okay, there's something called the green sheet here. So we try to make it easy on you. On the two-day free classes that we do, we try to give you enough information so you can open your own business using this. Enough software, enough guidance on how to do it. So folate, he needs B12 and C, vitamin B6. So all of this helps him use the folate. So it's kind of like sleuthing. I don't know how else to put it. You're just finding the answers. Let's go back to your report. So at the end, if you look at this, you say, well, I don't know what a toxin is or a protein or whatever. The very last page gives you a printout of what's there, definitions of all of these. And like I said, if it's got blue under it, you can click and it'll take you to Wikipedia to look at all of this. Now, thromboxin A, you look at this, oh my God, I'm going to have a heart attack. No, it's low. We don't care if it's low. We care if it's high. T3, we care if that's low because that's a thyroid hormone. So all of these things, you end up being a nutritional sleuth. You know, just by looking at the report with your client. So we've given you opportunities to go download the program. This one's radiation. You can download the Nano Voice to look at all of these, and we've given you some clues about zinc as the note of C. Easy to download. Or you can go to the Sound Health portal. Go to services. You'll have to sign in. It says send us a vocal brand. There's some steps that you go through and tell them that you've been exposed to the California fires, and they'll give you back a report. If it's PTSD, a lot of the times that's just nutrients that aren't working or are too low. It's too low, go to your health food store and get it, or go get the herb or the food and go for it. So, Richard, any last thoughts?
Enjoy breathing clean air for you guys who are out there that, you know, breathing clean air. Stay out of the fires.
It's
a lot of information. I mean, even though I've been, you know, stalking Sherry for years, it's a lot of information to take in, but it's really helpful once you kind of just begin to put the pieces together and go, oh, look at this, and what about that, and this is high, and that's low, and don't freak out. And it's it's good. I like, and I'm really happy after all these years to see the Sound Health Portal, because that's what I'm going to suggest to anybody I know, is that they submit their vocal print to Sound Health Portal and get the free reports. Particularly the PTSD, I think, is really important, not just because of fires, but in general, has a lot of great information. So that's what I'm advocating for people to do, is go and submit your vocal print and get those reports. Very helpful.
One of the things, you know, one of the things that you said is there is this emotional devastation as well as property devastation. I don't think anybody's attending to that.
Well, they don't really have any way. You know, I mean, yeah, they have groups and councils and, you know, but I mean, it's, you've got, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 people that don't have a place to go currently. That may be high. Let's say it's only 1,000 people. That's a lot. Meaning, you know, homes that have burned down. If you have 5,000 structures that are gone and a half of those are homes, that's a lot. So I think having
surreal.
It's surreal to have people wandering around that, you know, you can see shock on them, but they have no way of, you know, what to do about it. They just have to go on.
Steve, I just read your notice in chat. Thank you very much. I think they need to be aware of us and that, you know, we have much more that they don't. And maybe we just need to team up.
I like it.
Because I think they have the clout, but we have the information. Steve, one of our regular listeners said he just left this on their, I don't know, it's Facebook or their site, beyondvocal.com. He says, that's great, but this work follows in the footsteps of Sound Health Options Research Institute in Ohio, founded by Sherry Edwards several decades ago. And here's a secret, Steve. The man behind Beyond Verbal, he had somebody take our class in 1995, and he was working for the U.S. government when I found out about it. And we took the information to the U.S. government, and they have banned him from working in the U.S. So there he is working from Israel with the Mayo Clinic. It's another thing they probably need.
Oh, boy. All right, I'm turning off the recording now.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But we have several people who have come forward to say, if I need them to talk about that meeting with the government, they will do that. I'd like to encourage all of you to send this recording of this. It will be available shortly to all of your friends, to anybody in California, anybody who's been in any kind of tragedy, fire, flood. I really wish we could help Puerto Rico. I just don't know how. So this will be up on Stitcher in probably a half hour or so, Richard.
Yeah, about 15 to 20 minutes. This will be, you can go to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, and then click on the Blog Talk Radio Archive Player, and this will be there in about 10 to 15 minutes. And in any of the podcast aggregators like Stitcher or iTunes or Pocket Casts or Dogcatcher or whatever the platform is you like, you can go there and search for Sherry Edwards, and this show will be, we're now over 550 shows. And you'll be able to find this show there in about, it takes a little longer to get to the aggregator, so that's usually about a half hour to an hour. But it'll be there soon.
And I will edit this show where we showed the actual live demonstration, and it will be up on our site under our radio. I think today's happy hour. And I'm happy to be able to do this, but this is not a happy situation. And one of the things that we want to do is to put people in place so that if there's any tragedy, we're right there to help.
All right, everybody.
So we will
thank you.
Talk to you Sunday. We haven't the slightest idea who's going to be on, but it's usually somebody interesting.
But we know somebody. Somebody will be there. I don't know who at this moment. So everybody have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you on Sunday. Bye-bye.